With the use of the internet, we are seeing print media dying a slow, painful death. Luckily, one underground movement seems to be putting up a tough fight. Zines, a type of do-it-yourself magazine, have been popular since the 1920s. These cut-and-paste creations were originally created by hand, then photocopied and distributed. However, in the present day, with technology like Microsoft Publisher, they are more efficiently made than distributed. The price of zines can range from a dollar to maybe three at most. Common Sense by Thomas Paine is actually credited as being one of the first zines. However, zines became known under their name in the 19th century. The term zine, a shortened version of magazine, originated from small circulation science fiction fandom publications in the late 1920s. The use of zines continued into the 1970s, where they were used to promote an underground music scene known as punk. The first fanzine, called Punk, was written in New York by an 18-year-old, Legs McNeil, and two of his high school friends. McNeil claims to have invented the term punk, though this has been greatly disputed. Zines also played an important role during the late 1980s and 90s as a part of the queercore and riot girl movements. For those who don't know, queercore was a political subculture movement, branching off of the 80s punk movement that was started by young homosexuals to, among other topics, combat anti-queer, anti-trans, and anti-homophobic views. The Riot Girl movement was also an underground movement, but was more focused on feminism and music. This movement tried to establish a place for female musicians and female fans in the music scene. The term Riot Girl was taken from a zine of that title, written by members of Riot Girl bands Bikini Kill and Bratmobile. The main topics of popular zines in this movement usually talked about female empowerment and women's equality in the punk scene, but could also discuss larger issues such as surviving rape, sexual abuse, and gender equality. Though zines have never become fully mainstream, due to the continuation of Riot Girl and queercore bands, as well as the punk movement, zines continue to be popular. Today they can be sold in radical leftist bookstores, traded online by zine creators, or distributed at zine events. You can also find zines at zine libraries, formed at colleges, which strictly consist of zines that you can borrow. In addition, ABC No Real, the largest zine library, originally a punk music venue, can be found in New York City. Sari Marsh, a 23-year-old senior at Goucher College, has been involved in zine making since 2006. Sari first contributed to a friend's zine, then began writing their own zine in 2008. Hi Sari, thanks for being here today. So, what first got you interested in zines?
I was first interested in zines because I had a friend from high school that did them, or she did one. She did a compilation zine with her friends that was centered around punk music, and she wanted to have more of her friends and have more of like a female readership and focus on the zines. So she asked me and my best friend at the time to write for it, and we did.
Awesome. Could you talk a little bit about the zines that you currently publish?
I currently publish, I'm currently working on four, but I have two that are my primary projects. So the first one is Hoax, which is a radical queer feminist compilation zine that I do with Rachel Levy, who graduated from Goucher. And we write our own material, and we ask our friends and people that we network with to write for the zine. We pick a topic each issue and go from there. Right now we're on number five, and the issue is community. Topic is community. And I also do a per zine, which is short for personal zine, which is kind of like a journal or a diary. And that is called You've Got a Friend in Pennsylvania. And I'm currently working on number four.
What do you think is so appealing to both readers and publishers of zine?
I think across the board it's appealing that you can have a say in something mostly related to politics, but that you can turn your experience, your personal experience, into kind of a way to connect with others and a way to view yourself within a context that is outside of the mainstream while still holding value.
Yeah, totally. Okay, well, thank you for your time, Sari. You can find Sari's zine online at hoaxzine.tumblr.com. For more information on zines, check out the site zinewiki.com/zine.
We're Bikini Kill, and we want revolution! Girls don't!